98.3 WISS, real news and great conversation in Oshkosh. Here's your daily news roundup.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Republican state lawmakers have introduced legislation to conduct a study on the feasibility of consolidation for school districts across Wisconsin. Over the past few years, districts such as Oshkosh and Appleton have routinely turned to operational referendums to address budget deficits. When voters fail to approve those referendums, the districts proposing them often need to consider cutting programs, laying off staff members, or closing schools entirely to balance their budgets. The study would evaluate things like district boundaries, staffing levels, and population estimates for school-age children. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction would then report those findings to the state legislature with recommendations for potential school consolidations. Using a phone to vape? Civic Media's Connie Fellman has that story.
Well, you might not think to look at someone's iPhone as a source for drugs, but researchers are warning parents about vaping devices designed to look like phones. Some even work as smartphones that you can also use to vape. Researchers say the majority of vapers, especially teens, use vapes for nicotine, which is a highly addictive drug itself. But vapes can also be used for other drugs, like THC, meth, even fentanyl. Doctors at UW-Madison say the products are a double threat to teens, exposing them to two highly addictive behaviors at once: screen use and nicotine. The warning comes ahead of the Great American Smokeout on November 20th.
Taxpayers in Wisconsin will soon have a new way to file their state income taxes for free. The Department of Revenue says its new online system called WISFile launches in January for the 2025 tax season. It comes as the federal IRS direct file program ended earlier this year. WISFile will let people file state returns securely and claim credits. Officials say the change keeps filing fast, free, and easy for state taxpayers. An adjunct professor of political science at Ripon College gave his perspective on the future of political power during a discussion Thursday night. Civic Media's Bob Nelson reports.
Stephen Sorensen has 35 years of experience in corporate, estate, and municipal law. He talked about how recent U.S. Supreme Court rulings have shifted authority towards the states, reshaping key policy areas such as abortion, Medicaid, environmental regulation, school athletics, and online speech. Sorensen went through the history of the U.S. Supreme Court and how it gained power and influence. He says only a small percentage of the court's rulings are on controversial issues.
The biggest ideals we have today, we talk about abortion, we talk about gun rights, we talk about the social media, we talked about the political battlefields, we talk about presidential power, we talk about all these political issues, and they have a tendency to dominate, yet they're less than 10% of the cases the Supreme Court decides.
He pointed out most of what we think about the court is shaped by political pundits and social media. Sorensen sees himself as a futurist and wrapped up his talk with a few predictions. He believes local government will evolve into regional governments, states will gain more power, and federal government will be reshaped similar to how it was in the 1930s. One bold prediction: we'll go through a depression beginning in 2029. Sorensen's talk was live streamed on Wisconsin Eye. The talk at Ripon College was hosted by the college's Center for Politics and the People and Pre-Law Society. I'm Bob Nelson for Civic Media News.
The Department of Transportation's November Law of the Month is flashing lights ahead, move over, or slow down. This is a reminder to help keep emergency responders and roadside workers safe. Melissa Kay has more.
Over the past 5 years, 73 emergency responders were hit while working on the side of the roads in the state. Wisconsin's Move Over law requires drivers to move over if they're on a multi-lane highway and see flashing lights ahead. If you're on a single-lane road or unable to move over, you must slow down. Handheld cell phone use is banned within 500 feet of an authorized emergency vehicle with their lights on. Staying alert and paying attention around crash scenes can save lives and prevent injuries.
This year's Concretes for a Cause from Culver's will benefit local food banks. For every concrete mixer sold, $1 will be donated to provide relief to those facing food insecurity. All donations from Concretes for a Cause go directly to local food banks, chosen by each participating restaurant through their commitment to the Give Local program. Concretes for a Cause runs from November 17th through the 21st. The 54th Downtown Appleton Christmas Parade, the largest nighttime parade in the Midwest, will take to College Avenue on Tuesday, November 25th, starting at 7 p.m. About 80,000 spectators are expected to attend the unofficial start of the holiday season. This year's theme is Christmas in Toyland. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
A Packers win in New York. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from MetLife Stadium, where the Packers held on to beat the Giants 27-20 with just 3 minutes left to play. Jordan Love rolled to his right and hit rookie receiver Savion Williams on a 33-yard pass to set up the winning touchdown.
Yeah, no, we ran in pretty much stop routes, if you think about it. You know, kind of went off schedule. I was in the pocket, had time, didn't like the obviously initial read, and just went on scramble drill. Told him to go deep, and he did a good job kind of wheeling up and just threw him up, a 50-50 ball. He went up and made a big-time catch for us. So just a really phenomenal play by him.
So the Packers improved to 6-3-1. Next week, they host the 4-6 Minnesota Vikings. Matt LaFleur.
You know, bottom line is we overcame a lot of adversity and found a way. And that's sometimes what it takes in this league. And so we'll celebrate it tonight and move on to the Vikings tomorrow.
NBA, the Bucks in Cleveland to take on the Cavaliers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be sunny today with a high in the low to mid 40s here this afternoon. Tonight, some light rain and snow, possible accumulation will be minor, but there could be a few scattered slick spots. And then tomorrow, a little snow early, then cloudy with a high near 41. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your daily news roundup for 98.3 WISS in Oshkosh. Find more news anytime at WISS.FM. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.